Reformed Church.
So this is just something that I was sharing during the Yet Not I series. So I would really encourage you just to listen to that if anyone's interested in kind of more about this. I don't remember what part exactly I went over something similar to this. But, when it comes to the Ten Commandments, there's this idea that kind of at least generally, even at this church, that, you know, there's an agreement on the Ten Commandments, right? Because obviously we agree that the Ten Commandments are good. Obviously we don't believe that we're under the law or that we live by the law in the New Testament, because, I mean, the Bible's very, very clear about that, right? That we do live in a new covenant, with new law and better promises and all of that. But something about the Ten Commandments that's really interesting. Again, there's sort of this idea even about like Judeo-Christian values, right, that people will talk about. And a lot of that has to do with the Ten Commandments. And Christians sort of assume that, like, oh yeah, we all at least have like those values, like we can all appreciate those values that are written up of in the Ten Commandments, not coveting and not stealing and honoring your father and mother. And obviously we do agree with all those things, but there's a particular commandment though that's actually pretty funny, that that at this church there's things the Lord has shown us about this particular commandment, and it's not like what Christians typically believe or Jewish people believe for certain, and that's the fourth commandment, which is to keep the Sabbath holy. The reason why that's such an important one too in there is because the Ten Commandments are given, and the Ten Commandments are, holy and just and good. But the funny thing is, when the Ten Commandments were initially given, those are works for people to do, right? Again, not coveting is a work. It's a good work, right? But it is a work. Honoring your father and mother is a work. It's something that is, all these things are good, but they are works. But despite the fact that in the Old Testament, God commanded these things to be done by people, right? And obviously, there was also, it was given to be, to show that people couldn't keep them. And if you could keep them, which no one could, you could have been made righteous by those things, but no one could. The funny thing is, though, embedded in the Ten Commandments is an expiration of work, which is the Sabbath. I've always sort of wondered even why in all of those things, the Sabbath is sort of the one of the Ten Commandments that Christians probably talk about the least, because it seems a little bit out of place almost, because, we know, all these Christians even today will acknowledge that all the different traditions and stuff that were given, that, that those are not things that we practice today. Christians don't practice burnt offerings. Christians don't practice, the various different peace offerings and, different things that were prescribed under the law, or wearing certain clothes, or like doing these various different things. But they'll say, yeah, but we believe in the Ten Commandments. The funny thing is, though, they don't really believe in the Ten Commandments. Even a lot of believers don't really believe in the Ten Commandments. They say they do, but they don't. You know why they don't really believe in the Ten Commandments? Is because they still teach work to people today. They still teach that those things are things that you need to do today. And if you believe that the things that are written, the moral things that are written in the Ten Commandments are something for you to do for God today, then you don't actually believe in the Ten Commandments. And the reason why I say that is because embedded in the Ten Commandments is the Sabbath, which is a symbol. And what it says specifically is that, actually I can read it to you. It's Exodus 20 verse 8. And it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath." And the word Sabbath means rest or ceasing. So he's saying 6 days you shall do your work, but on the seventh day there shall be no more work. And that's actually what that's a prophecy of. It's actually a prophecy of the New Testament. We know, right, that Jesus was crucified on the sixth day, right at the precipice of the seventh day. And you can read about that. I won't read it to you, but you can read about that in Luke 23, 54. He died on what's called the preparation day, the sixth day, just before the seventh, to be a symbol of the fact that by Jesus' death, he was bringing in a new covenant and a ceasing from work. In this new covenant now, we don't do these various different things for God, but God does all these things through us now in the New Testament. In the New Testament, honoring our father and mother, or not coveting, or not stealing, or not bearing false witness, and all of these different things that are good things to do, we've actually been given rest from those things. And no one should disagree with that, because no one could keep those things in the Old Testament anyway. So God came and gave us rest from these things in the New Testament. And so when it says that 6 days you shall labor, but on the seventh that you should cease, you should rest. What that is it's saying that it's basically talking about the Ten Commandments and saying, all these things are works for you to do. And God gave these things for a period of time to exasperate the works of mankind, and specifically the Jewish people, so they would see they couldn't keep them. But the fourth commandment says that once the seventh day comes, there shall be no more work, though, of any kind. And that's symbolic, again, of the New Testament. Jesus brought in the true Sabbath. If you read Hebrews chapter 4, you'll see that the Sabbath is a symbol of the rest that the people of God can enter into today. And so you can't actually say you believe the Ten Commandments if you're still teaching these things as works for people to do. Because that literally, the Sabbath, that commandment right there, is a prophecy of the fact that when Jesus came, basically the 6 days is symbolic of the time before Christ during the law. The seventh day is a picture of after Jesus' death, the New Testament and the New Covenant. And that's why it says that after on the seventh day, there shall be no manner of work. Because that's the seventh day is something we live in. And in this seventh day, despite the fact that all those things are still good, because he doesn't say, right, God will never say that in the New Testament that these things are bad, you know, that honoring your father and mother is bad or not stealing is bad or any of that. But the difference is, the difference between the time before Jesus came and the time after Jesus came is that the time before Jesus came, people were working to keep those things. And in the time after Jesus came, these things are still good things and still should be approved of by all of us, but they're things that now what has changed is the work. Now we don't work for those things anymore. Now the Holy Spirit transforms us as we renew our mind to Jesus, right? It's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives through me, right? That's what Galatians 2:20 says. And that's the difference between the Old and the New Testament. So when people say, you know what, God has asked us to honor our father and mother and to not covet, to not steal, and these are God's current commandments to you for you to do for him today, you don't actually believe the Ten Commandments then. Because the Ten Commandments does say those things, but it also says that after that once the seventh day has come, which is a symbol of the New Testament, there shall be no work for anyone to do. And that is actually a reference to the expiration of the works of the law. Inherent in the Ten Commandments, he sets an expiration for the work of it. That's why it's so awesome. God set the law in place for a finite period of time. Those Ten Commandments were given, and they're still good. They will forever be good things, but those Ten Commandments were given for people to work at them for a finite period of time. And once Jesus came, there will be no more work. Another symbol of this, of how when Jesus came, there was an expectation that the works of the law would be done away with, and now we would still fulfill those things, but now they'd be done by the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, and they would be done without our work entirely. Another symbol of this is the two comings down from the mountain that Moses did in the book of Exodus. One in Exodus, I'm not going to give you the chapter just because I don't want to get them wrong, but Moses came down the mountain two separate times, and I'll sort of close with this. The first time he came down the mountain, right, you know that he came down with the two tablets of stone with those Ten Commandments written on it, including the fourth commandment of the Sabbath. But he came down, and when he came down, the people were already breaking those laws, right? And they were worshiping an idol. So he threw the tablets of stone down on the ground, and he broke them. And that was symbolic of the first time he came down the mountain was a symbol of the first covenant itself, in which God gives these commandments as works for men to do, but they're always broken. That's why he broke them at the foot of the mountain when he came down the mountain the first time. Because as Jeremiah 31 says, the first covenant, the Bible says, my covenant, they broke. And that's why those tablets were broken only in the first time coming down the mountain. But inherent in those commandments was what? The fourth commandment, the Sabbath, a prophecy of the fact that a time was coming, which is referring to the time after Christ's death, where God would no longer require work from anyone, right? Inherent in those commandments. And because they're always broken, that's why it was necessary that God give us rest from working at these things, because they're always broken. That's why the first time Moses came down the mountain, a symbol of the first covenant, those tablets are broken. The second time Moses came down the mountain, he came down with glory on his face to show that to represent the second covenant, and has 2 Corinthians 4 says that the second covenant has more glory than the first, right? That's why the first time there was no glory, because basically, as 2 Corinthians, actually 2 Corinthians 3, the way that 2 Corinthians 3 describes it is that the first covenant has no glory when compared to the second. And again, I'm just closing here. But when Moses came down the second time to represent Jesus coming down the true mountain, coming down from heaven, the true high place, there was glory with that covenant. And the interesting thing is, when Moses comes down the second time, there's a very interesting fact about the second time that Moses came down the mountain. The only thing he spoke to the people of Israel when he came down the mountain the second time was the Sabbath. You can read it for yourself. I'll give you that just in case you don't believe me, because I'm going to have to close here. But this is Exodus 34, verse 35 explains Moses coming down the mountain with glory. But then it's actually Exodus 35. Just read the first few verses of that. That describes what Moses told the people when he came down the mountain the second time. And the only thing he tells them the second time is the Sabbath. That you keep the Sabbath, this rest, holy to the Lord. Because you see, the two comings down of the mountain by Moses himself are to represent the two covenants. The first one where he actually gives these commandments for them to keep. And then he, you know, breaks them at the foot of the mountain to show that they're always broken. The second time, the second covenant is representative in and of itself of the Sabbath by Moses coming down the mountain the second time with glory and then only giving them the Sabbath to show that when Jesus came down the mountain, God never spoke the commandments to the people the second time, only in the first giving there. But when Moses comes down the mountain the second time, he only speaks the Sabbath to the people to show that when Jesus, our mediator, the better mediator, came in the more glorious covenant the second time from the true mountain, the true high place, came down and gave us rest from what the first covenant required of us and was always broken because we could never keep it. You see, all this is embedded right within the law. So you actually, if you're trying to keep the Ten Commandments, you don't believe the Ten Commandments. Because in the Ten Commandments that you say you believe is an expiration of work. And that expiration has already passed because that expiration happened when Jesus died, which is why he died at the end of the sixth day, right before the seventh. They actually had to take him off the cross quickly because the Sabbath was dawning, it says. Very, very important thing to understand. The difference between the Old and the New Testament is not that morality is different. The difference between the Old and the New Testament is the fact that we've been given rest from our works. The New Covenant is the Sabbath that the fourth commandment was prophesying. So the only way you can say that you believe the Ten Commandments is if you stop working. Otherwise, you're neglecting the fourth commandment. You say you believe all the other ones, but the fourth commandment gives an expiration of work which you do not keep if you are continuing to try to live by the Ten Commandments. So it's funny, right? We say Judeo-Christian values, but we can all agree on the Ten Commandments, but can we? We may agree that not killing is good, not coveting is good. We may agree that honoring your father and mother is good and not stealing is good, but what we do not agree on in the church, what this church doesn't agree with much of the church, and especially with the Jews today and the way that they practice things, is that they are still trying to keep the Ten Commandments. Meanwhile, the fourth commandment demands that you keep a rest to the Lord from all your works once the seventh day comes. The seventh day is the day in which we live today, perpetually now, after the death of Christ. So there's a lot I could say about that, but you don't believe the Ten Commandments unless you've ceased from your works, and now you're just renewing your mind to Jesus and getting all those good and moral things worked through you instead of you doing it for God, right? The fourth commandment, very, very important thing to recognize.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.